following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot going on. We're going to have a lot of football talk. We're going to talk Hall of Fame with UNK. We've got kind of a real UNK flavor today, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to be awesome because Bob Crocker is in, defensive coordinator for UNK's fine football program. He's going to co-host today, and we're going to catch up with a couple of the old coaches that are in different spots right now. How you doing, man?
Doing good. How are you doing today, Doug?
I'm awesome. Yep. It's a beautiful day.
I got here before you.
That happens all the time, so that's no big deal. Andy Avalos, who's at Boise State now, and Jesse Williams, who's at Ohio with Frank Solich, are both going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. But, Bob, you've kind of done it reverse. You've been in a lot of different places. For the folks that don't know, they just maybe know you as a defensive coordinator. You've been in a lot of different places. You've given us some connections for some guests from time to time. But now you've got some young coaches that you worked with here in those two particular at UNK that have went on, and they're starting to build their resume.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be. I was lucky, and I got started at KU, and I worked my way up to I was eventually at Ole Miss, and then I ended up coming back to Kearney, and I like living here in Kearney, and those guys kind of did the same thing. Jesse's about my age, so he's been a D1 coach for quite a while, and it was good to have him here for the short time he was here. And obviously, Andy is a star in the making. I you know how I feel about him. So yeah, it's going to be good to talk to those guys.
It'll be cool with Andy because obviously the coaching change with Coach Peterson leaving Boise State, and I know that he had a chance to maybe go with him, and we'll talk about that decision. We'll got some Kearney kids and Nebraska kids that have played at Ohio, and we'll see what Jesse has to say about that. Also on the program today, our Big Ten preview, 14 teams in 14 days, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Or as I call it, the Russell Special. We'll talk Iowa football today with Pat Hardy of the Iowa City Press Citizen. And towards the end of the program, we'll catch up with Beth Swift Dye, who this week was announced as one of five athletes going into the 2014 UNK Hall of Fame. So that's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. But we do want to give you an update on what's going on with Michael Colgate. And I pressed the button just as I say that because I looked and he's all square through 17. But Michael Colgate loses the 18th hole and is eliminated from the pub links down in Newton, Kansas. So my heart sunk right there just as I started to say that because I was going to say we're all square going to 18. But no, Robert Geibel, who is the number one golfer at the University of Louisville, wins the 18th hole, it looks like, with a par and defeats Michael Colgate one up after Colgate beat the Purdue golfer yesterday in the first round. And just to win the qualifier here in Nebraska, beat some outstanding names, then 156 great amateurs. He's in the top 20 in the two rounds of qualifying. And, Bob, we like to lose golf balls, but this guy does it on a whole new level. And I said yesterday, get out of that round of 64. I mean, you want to go as deep as you can, but I think that proves something. He got to 32. He loses one up.
Yeah, I think that he had a great year. Obviously, I don't know Michael, but he had a great collegiate year. And then I saw yesterday he was down with like two or three holes left, and I was listening to your report, and he must have battled back and came back and won, and then he had a tough match today. But I was thinking that he's only a freshman. Is that correct?
He's going to redshirt next year and then come back for a couple of years because they host a regional at Awori in a couple of years, and he wants to be a part of that.
Yeah, and I know that everybody up there is real proud of him, and you know, anytime you can be one of the elite in the country, no matter what division it is, that's impressive.
And one thing, I mentioned this as we get ready to jump into our guest list for the day, Doug Duda, Bob Crocker with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is this as much downtime as, because I know the press guys that are on the beat that will be covering football for the next 6 months, most of them are on vacation right now, and the coaches are finally, this is their last chance to kind of refresh right now.
Yeah, this is really the only downtime. We get a little bit of time during Christmas, but, you know, we're going through spring practice, and then you got May recruiting, and recruiting seems to take more and more of your time throughout the summer with the social media, with the, you know, this time and day, what have you. But, you know, after then we have our camps for the high school kids in first middle part of June, so we finish some stuff up at the end of June and then take some time in July to kind of get away and unwind a little bit. And I know Daryl's down in Florida right now. When I think he left yesterday, his dad's not doing too well, so he went down there to see him, and you get a little time to see his daughter and grandkids, so that's good for him to get away. But it's good just to not worry so much about football and take some time away.
Well, I know our next two guests are taking a little time out of their time off to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. And we catch up with, again, as we said, he was here for a brief time, but Jesse Williams has been in a lot of different spots. And right now he is with the defensive line at Ohio University, Frank Solich, and a lot of Nebraska ties there. And he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jesse, good morning. Thanks for the time. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing? It's a privilege. Holy cow.
I know when we got the dean on, which I call Bob Crocker, the dean, that we're gonna wrangle in, and we're going to catch us not just a few fish, but we're going to catch us some good assistance. So Bob's with us today. You want to start with a Bob Crocker story, or do you want to finish with a Bob Crocker story?
We'll finish with the Crocker story. And actually, you know what? I'll make it real quick. I'll just call him the judge. Let you guys
hear that. I'm trying to figure out what you got on me. Could be a number of things. Yeah,
the stories are always better off the air. Trust me. But Jess,
no.
Talk a little bit about what you've been doing since you left UNK and how things are going for you personally.
Well, when I originally left, I went out to New Mexico State, and it was probably a little bit better for my family than it was professionally. You know, we won more games in Kearney. If I was smart enough, I would have stayed in Kearney and won more damn games than we did in Las Cruces. But it was good for my family to be back closer to my family. I'm originally from Southern California, so it was good to be back closer to them. And then my son actually got to as a freshman, my middle son, Trey Williams, got to play in a state championship game as a true freshman. So there's some darn good things that happened there. And then I was able to get land in Athens, Ohio, with Frank Solich, and there's not a better coach around. I mean, you know, I've had the pleasure of working for some great ones, Daryl Morris, Sonny Lubick, Frank Solich. I mean, you know, I've just been privileged, you know, at the end of the day to work for some really good men that they kind of got it figured out.
Jesse, the football season, as we were talking about, everybody will be jumping into practice here in a couple of weeks. We've had Kearney kids. We're going to have another Kearney kid, and I know you can't comment on those because they haven't signed yet, but Brian Arp's going to be coming out there to play his final season with Kearney. Noah Keller's been there. There's been a variety of different kids from Nebraska. How important is it to keep some of the very good Nebraska kids, and how does that pipeline work? Because it seems like Coach Solich and the staff have done really well in a state that doesn't have a whole lot of Division I talent.
Well, you know, and that's our counterpart. I think there are some Division I talent. You know, in my time at Kearney, whether it was at our on our team or at UNO, who unfortunately doesn't have a program anymore, we saw kids every week that were sitting there going, "Why is he not somewhere else?" You know, I mean, this kid has a talent to play somewhere higher. Like you said, Coach Solich, with his history from the walk-on program but his vast history with Nebraska, and then Jimmy Burrow handles recruits at State and just does a fabulous job. And Jimmy is a guy who played at Nebraska, and his two sons are playing in Nebraska, and then youngest son is verbal to Ohio State. So he even comes from a rich football tradition. We had a kid, Casey Sells. I can't really talk about this year's crew, only be per NC2A rules, but Casey Sells is a kid who came in as a true freshman, and he's 6'3 and a half, and I think he graduated at 6'2, 255, and now he's 6'3, and we got to put him on a diet because 2 weeks ago he was 283.
Are you playing him inside, Jesse, or is he a defensive end? Is he from Omaha?
No, he's going to stay outside. He actually runs well enough to where we're going to keep him outside for another year.
I got you.
He's our thug end. I mean, we try to put him over tight end. He's kind of a physical beast. I mean, he's a man child right now for us. I mean, he's a guy who in camp last year, I mean, this is how much we thought about him. He split time as a true freshman, as tight end and defensive end. And we still have him playing tight end in some goal line situations. So going back to answer your question, we think there's the state is still rich. There's such a good football. I mean, the kids come out of there, they know what real, true, tough football is all about. And, you know, that's kind of our mantra at University of Ohio. And they're smart kids. You know, at University of Ohio, you got to have some grades to get in. And there's some things that are required of you off the field. So academically, you got to have academic prowess to be able to get things done. And we've been happy with some of the kids. Noah came and did excellent things. You know, I mean, if we were smart at Colorado State, we would have took him. but we weren't quite that smart. So he ended up going to OU and having a terrific career there. And then even got a shot in the NFL.
Jesse, tell us a little bit about, if you can, Trey was probably sixth or seventh grade, I think, when you were here. But I've seen tape on him, and he's obviously a talented guy. He's going to be a senior. How's the recruiting going for him? Can you talk about that, or even though he's your son?
I can just talk about the dad part of it. You know, anytime I start getting specifics, then the NC2A wants to give the gray line. But I would say this as a dad, it's been the hardest thing to do as far as, you know, I'm pretty good as far as evaluating any other position except for my son. he's my son, so he's the one who, you know, your mom told you to take it out the trash, didn't he? Right, didn't she? Right? You know, hey, why is your bed not made up? Hey, would you clean up this room, for God's sake, right? So my rose-colored glasses go the other way, swing the other way with him. And so I have to – there's some pretty good friends that I have to rely on, like Bob Crocker, and, you know, get his tape out. And I try to listen to their evaluation. But I will say – he's been recruited on both sides of the ball. The good thing about it is he plays running back. That's what he wants to play. And he also plays cornerback. And so he's kind of in that athlete role. He does some kick returning and some punt returning. But, you know, at the same point in time, he's the same one that I got to put in the headlock. And it's every week I ask him, I said, "And you're going to college next year?" You know, because he does something that I'm going, "What the hell are you doing?"
Well, Jesse, I'm kind of limited as to what I can say, too, but, you know, you and I have discussed that, and you got a talented kid right there. I know that.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. But, the good thing about it is he's been around enough good guys as far as good coaches like Croc, and, you know, to where he knows what's expected, what he's supposed to do. And, you know, for the most part now, you know, I wish Bob could teach him how to clean his room a little more often. But, I don't know if Sonny's got Bob doing that on the record.
We're talking with Jesse Williams, defensive line coach now at Ohio. Bob Crocker is my co-host here on the Doug and Daddy Show today on ESPN Radio. Of course, Jesse has spent some time here at UNK. And if I'm reading all the preseason hype right here, Jesse, you guys might have to carry the load here. It looks like you've got a really good defensive line returning and a strong unit, maybe the strongest unit for the Bobcats this year.
Well, we'll see how it finishes out. I mean, that's the talk, that's early season talk. But we've been really privileged. Frank, we lost four great seniors 2 years ago. We went out and got six guys, and every one of them, Casey Sales from Nebraska, Terrell Basham from Virginia, another kid out of Georgia, another Cameron McLeod out of we got Tony Porter out of Georgia, I'm sorry, Cameron McLeod out of Mississippi. We just went all the way around from Trent Smart to was the only guy that we got out of Ohio, and then I went all the way to Samoa to get a kid, Cleon, our nose guard, who's the strongest guy in our room right now as a redshirt freshman. So I saying all that, we play 10 guys, so we have, knock on wood, pretty good depth, and then we try to play hard at a phenomenal pace. You know, with these offenses going at a fast pace, it's done for two reasons. Number one, to try to get at the defensive coordinator, Bob Crocker, and then it's also the D-line coaches to wear those guys out. So we feel like if we got 8 to 10 guys rotating in, we can kind of balance the beam and be able to keep up pace with them. So hopefully we'll have a chance, but, we start off with a 3-game run on the road that's going to be pretty tough. We start at Kent State, and then we go to Kentucky, and then we got Marshall, and Marshall probably got one of the best quarterbacks we'll face all season. So we're going to find out early what we're about.
Hey, Jesse, I think 10 defensive linemen is way too many. I think you probably need to send a couple this way. That way you don't have to worry about not getting enough playing time. If you play about 8, you're good. So if you got a couple extra.
Right. Hey, just keep that conversation in Kearney. Don't let it get to happen. Because they all want more time.
Hey, Jess, before we let you out of here, because I am interested, and as far as my knowledge of the MAC, I know the Bobcats are always going to be there, and things have been established and getting into bowl games year in and year out now. Northern Illinois is such a power right now out of that MAC conference, and I'm hearing a lot of good things about Bowling Green, which is your homecoming game. Is that the way the coaching staff views it? Those are the guys you're trying to chase down this year?
Yeah, the hard thing about it, within the MAC, you're right. Those guys have done the best job the last 2 years. But the MAC, it's kind of one of those deals that's been a springboard for coaches. Whoever went, a lot of young coaches have come in, springboarded the career, won and got out. Our big rivals are always University of Miami, because academically, it's usually between us two as far as the top academic schools within the conference, and they got a new coach from Notre Dame coming in, and I know they'll try to do everything they can to make sure that if they win one game, it's our game. So that's always formidable. And then Kent State has been our rival. It's kind of worked out to be a big rival for us, but it's so competitive. The one thing I can say about the MAC conference is the difference between the first team and the eighth team, is usually 3 to 10 points, on a given Saturday. So you better play all three phases well. You don't have no time to sleep off the first quarter, and you better finish it off in the fourth quarter. So, the great thing about it is we got a guy in Frank Solich who's been there, done that, and in all the right ways, and he gets it. He's not a guy who, if we win the MAC championship, we're not all going to have to look for a new zip code tomorrow. he's where he wants to be. He was born and bred up in Cleveland, Ohio, and that's where he wants to finish in Ohio, I think. So,
Well, I know me personally, and it maybe it's the Kearney connection, maybe it's Frank Solich and everything that is kind of filtered down from there, but always curious to see the Ohio Bobcats score, and if they're on in a midweek game, always watch the game if we can. So for the judge and for myself, Doug Duda, Jesse, we just want to say thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and good luck this year with the Bobcats, man.
Thank you. I can cross this off my bucket list. I've been on the show now.
Well, hopefully we can do it again, man.
Anytime. Hey, and good luck to the UNK, and hopefully Daryl's father feels better. And does Croc have any more family in Kearney that has not come out of the woodworks? I mean, that guy, holy cow.
He's got a lot of events, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Hey, Jesse. You guys be good. Hey, thanks, Jesse, so much for having me.
Yeah, Jesse, say hi to Felicia and Trey and AJ.
I will.
If you could, and thanks a lot.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. All Jesse Williams joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, having some fun on this Thursday because we're jumping into football. Andy Avalos is going to join us here in just a moment. Another former UNK assistant now at Boise State, which is obviously a power. What will change with Chris Peterson gone and a new coaching staff, somewhat new coaching staff there at Boise State? We'll talk with him in a moment. But, folks, when you think of lawn and landscaping, the only name you need to know is Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. Everything you need to keep your lawn looking great all year round. If you've been banged up from some of the weather, they've got the trees, the shrubs, the rocks, the custom concrete edging, and that means you get both style and functionality to your new or existing landscape. Serving the Tri-Cities, online at NebraskaLandscape.com or give them a call, 308-237-LAWN. And don't forget to stop into the nursery located just beside Yellow Van on 6th Street in Kearney, proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work. Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio. Doug Duda along with Bob Crocker, the defensive coordinator at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Coming up later, our Big Ten preview. Pat Hardy will look at Iowa from the Iowa City Press Citizen. UNK Hall of Famer Beth Swift Dye going to join us at the end of the program. And got to know me personally, Andy, a little bit better than Jesse. Andy Avalos joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You catching any fish, Andy?
I've been skunked, haven't caught any. I've only fished one time out here. We kind of been out on the boat up here at Payette Lake in McCall. So the fishing didn't go so well, but we've had a great time on the lake.
Well, there's so many professional fishermen back here. I'll see if they can get you some tips just in case you need it. Say hi to Croc, man. How you doing?
Croc, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Awesome. Just winding down a little vacation time, getting ready to get rolling here with football.
Yeah, you're on a lake in Idaho, and I'm hanging out with Duda. That's my vacation.
There's nothing wrong with spending your free time hanging out with Duda.
It is not near as exciting, though. So let's talk about you, man. I mean, Boise State, you're at the alma mater. It sounds like everything's going good. And as we just had Jesse Williams on, who is now with Frank Solich at Ohio, you walk into a really cool situation with Coach Peterson. Now you got Brian Harsin taking over. But same question we threw to Jesse there. Let the folks know what you've been up to since taking off from UNK.
Well, you know, just first off, my wife and I always talk about our experience at UNK and how much we love the people there. When people ask us about UNK, we talk about the people. So we never forget UNK. It was awesome to be there and, you know, met a lot of really great friends and stuff. But since then, you know, just had the opportunity, obviously, to get back to my alma mater. And, you know, it's a great place to be, to work. And not only to work, but really to live. Boise's an awesome town. So very fortunate. Got a little girl now. She's 5.5 months old, Peyton Joy. And so, you know, we're enjoying our time with her and especially me before I get ready to get rolling here with the football season.
Yeah, I saw that that you've just added the first child here in January. So congratulations on that. But I noticed that it's not spelled like Peyton Manning. What's the deal?
No. No, my wife, so she wanted to name the baby Peyton Drew, and there was too many, she was going with too many quarterback names there, and she was getting a hard time for that. So we went Peyton and spelled it a little bit differently than Peyton Manning and went with Joy as a middle name. But, you know, the little baby, she's awesome. She's having a great time up here at the lake, and so it's been fun.
Hey, Andy, what's the big, you know, I know you've worked for quite a few head coaches, but the big difference between Brian and Coach Pete as far as is, you know, I know Brian Harsin worked for Coach Pete, so is the philosophy close to the same, the Boise way and all that?
You know, I really think it is. Obviously, Coach Harsin has been around Texas and had some influences on him from Mac Brown as well. So it's just to be able to combine his experience with not only being around Coach Peterson, but Coach Brown. You know, here at Boise State, we still have the same traditions. That's a great thing about the staff that we have here now is the majority of guys on the staff that came back had either played here or coached here at one point, so they fully understand what Boise is all about. And I think one of the big things that has been very present and clear here in the last, 6 months or so since Coach Harsin's been back is just a new mentality, a new sense of energy, you know, within the coaches. There's a lot of coaches that are, you know, extremely fired up to be here, and the players could feel that, and, you know, it showed in spring ball, and obviously now it's got to carry into fall camp getting ready for the season.
Talking with Andy Avalos here on the Doug and Daddy Show, former UNK assistant, now up to linebacker coach at Boise State. Andy, let me ask you this. It had been a long time since Boise State had not won double-digit games, and Chris Peterson had a lot of offers. He was at the top of everybody's list anytime there was an opening. So the national perspective I heard from time to time was, is the, I don't want to say ship sinking, but have you guys hit a lull, or how is the atmosphere, how are the coaches handling that?
You know, I think in the last 15 years, if you look back, unfortunately, every few years or so, we have one of those 8-win seasons, and obviously it's for Boise State standards and what we're used to here, that's a letdown. You know, the beautiful thing about it is we got a lot of young players that we played last year. So we're going to be much better off for that this year coming up. We got a lot of great young players with some older leadership and some veterans that have been playing for Boise State for, you know, 3 or 4 years. So when we combine the older guys and their leadership with the great young players we have, I think we'll be pretty solid. Obviously, we got a lot of work to put in between now and when we kick off here at the end of August.
Phil Steele has your linebacking core ranked as the best in the Mountain West, so those are your boys, although he doesn't have any of your linebackers preseason first-team all-conference. So are you young, or do you got a lot of depth? What about your core?
You know, we got banged up at linebacker last year, so our guys that are veterans in our core missed some time last year, and because of that, a lot of the young linebackers got an opportunity to play. And we got some great young linebackers. You know, we got a lot of work to do to get ourselves to where we need to be leaders and great communicators on that defense. And you know, it's awesome. It's one of the main reasons why I actually decided to stay at Boise State was because I felt so great about that group. And you know, during spring ball and stuff, I had a great time coaching those guys. Guys with great personalities, very intelligent, and they love to play the game.
Hey, Andy, you know, you and I talked about 4 or 5 years ago, and I know I don't want to put you on the spot, but, you know, in my opinion, I've worked with a lot of guys at different levels, what have you, but I think that you showed me anyway. I'm not sure what you want to do, but you have any aspirations of being a head coach down the road? I know you probably want to be a coordinator first, but have you thought about that much, or you just been busy worrying about Boise?
Yeah, just one day at a time, you know, just working on getting our group, the linebackers, situated and ready to roll to do what they need to do this season. I guess that's kind of always been my approach, to just handle what I need to do every single day to the best of my effort and let the rest take care of itself. But, you know, I do have aspirations at some point, you know, hopefully getting a shot to be at D.C. But, you know, when that time comes, it comes. Right now I'm enjoying working where I'm at Boise State and definitely coaching the group that I'm coaching. So.
No, I hear you. You know, and Doug, Andy, we spent a lot of time when he was here. Just he had a lot of he coordinated a couple games and has much part of the game plan as I did, so he did a great job. And I just for a young coach, I was just always so impressed as to his energy, his commitment to the game, the time he spent, his overall presence. Of obviously, he'd been around good people. Before he got here, because he knew so much about just all the structure and all the different things that go into coaching and all that. But Andy, appreciate you coming, and I don't want to keep you from.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andy, it's not just because you're on the line with us right now. He does blow up your balloon quite a bit when we're talking football, because you're one of our favorite guys. But I'm not going to let you off the hook quite that quickly, because I do want to know, because one of our favorite coaches that we ever had on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I wish we could get him back in the fray again, was Coach Hawks. Hawkins, do you get a chance to talk to him at all?
Yeah, definitely. So Coach Hawk is back up here in Boise, living here and stuff, so I get to see him. I see him probably once a month, and so it's awesome to get to pick his brain. And, you know, he's just got so much knowledge about the game, so much experience, and he's been down different paths. So he's doing well. You'll get to see him on ESPN and all that stuff and his radio show this football season. So, he is doing well. And, I can't say enough about – Croc. In fact, my wife and I call him Uncle Bob. You know, he was a big factor in our experience at UNK and just making it a great one. And we obviously enjoyed our time there and stuff. And we wish you guys the best of luck this season as well at UNK.
Hey, thanks, and good luck. You and Coach Harson's first year at Boise.
So I got Uncle Bob so far today. And Jesse calls you the judge. I'm going to come up with I just call you Croc. We're going to come up with a couple more.
Just call him Unc.
those are a lot better than some of the other things that I've heard.
Hey, last question, then we'll let you get out of here, Andy. Obviously, from a Nebraska standpoint, the Huskers go out to Fresno State this year. They're a power. Mm-hmm. They're a power in the Mountain West. They're a big game on your schedule. What can you tell us about Fresno State?
You know, Fresno State's very explosive on offense, and they're gonna attack on defense. And those coaches there do a great job. They've done a great job not only coaching, you know, and getting that program headed obviously in the right direction, but they've done a great job recruiting. They got some good football players and stuff. So, you know, I tip my hat to what those guys do over there for us every year. That's a huge game, as well as every game. But even so, even going back all the way to the early 2000s, that's always been a huge game between Boise State and Fresno.
Well, we appreciate the little scouting report. Congrats to you and Summer on parents, and hopefully everything goes well with your little girl. And the whole crew that you used to hang out with back here, they all want to say hi to your lovely wife, the coolest Avalos in the family.
That doesn't surprise me one bit. To all the fellas, we say hello, and you guys enjoy the rest of the summer, and thanks for having me on. It's good to catch up with you guys.
Hey, go Broncos. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
Andy Avalos, truly one of the – I mean, anytime we can talk to those assistant coaches, they're just so much aspiration. The young guys that you've had here, it doesn't matter. We've had a lot of the guys on your current staff too, Coach Siegel and on and on and on the show. And it's cool to see these guys do well.
Yeah, it really is. And we've been lucky to have, you know, especially here in Kearney, but we've been lucky to have some guys that were young and energetic and like to learn and young enough where they could, you know, continue to grow and then have opportunities to go to some bigger schools, whether it's 1AA or even end up being fortunate like Andy at Boise and a chance to go to Washington, or Jesse being able to get back to New Mexico State and now Ohio U. But I enjoy that, and those guys that do that, though, they work hard and they're bright, and they obviously have some things to bring to the table.
Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, UNK defensive coordinator Bob Crocker. Have to take a break. Our Big Ten preview goes to Iowa. Pat Hardy will join us after this.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudiness early on today, gradually clearing though, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 57. Continuing into Friday, sunshine, gusty south winds, a high of 80. Right now, 70.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll tell you what, there is not a lack of things to do here over the next couple of days. Concerts, the Adams County Fair Fest. Lee Bryce actually back in Nebraska. Remember, Lee was the one that put on the concert in Milligan for the halftime Super Bowl. I mean, they did a big thing in January to preview it, and nobody knew who that was coming. And they start dropping Pepsi machines throughout a town of 320 people. And that was a great, great event.
Yeah, I'd like to see him in concert. I haven't, but I am a fan.
It's tonight over at Hastings. Maybe that's what we should do.
I don't know about that. But it does sound like it. I didn't know he was playing around here.
I'll get you front row tickets, man. Or wherever you need to be. Okay. Wherever you need to be. Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator at UNK, special co-host today on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to thank Andy Avalos, linebacker coach at the friends at DuBoise State, Jesse Williams, Ohio Bobcat defensive line, a couple of former assistants here for joining us. But right now, we get back into Big Ten talk.
It's that time, 14 teams in 14 days, leading you up to Big Ten Media Days, July 28th and 29th in Chicago. We'll preview a different team each day. We'll head to the Big Ten West Division for today's team.
Iowa.
The Hawkeyes.
It's time for 14 teams in 14 days now on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And we welcome in Pat Hardy, Iowa City Press citizen, back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. You know, Iowa, now it's a rivalry again. They kicked our ass last year, and Nebraska fans aren't happy about it. But a good turnaround, even though 8-5, they want to get back to that 10-win plateau. But, Pat, I remember going to Big Ten Media Days last year, and it seemed like the media just wanted to crush Iowa, and they're going to owe the Hawkeyes some apologies this year.
Oh, it definitely will be a different vibe there. I mean, but when you're coming off a 4-8 season and you're arguably the worst offense in the Big Ten, that's what happens. And that 4-8 season was preceded by a couple seasons where the team underachieved and fans got frustrated. So, yeah, there was a lot of anti-momentum, if I can say that, last year. But now things are more optimistic, and I think people realize that the schedule is something that they need to try to seize the opportunity.
Yeah, this is not the worst draw for the Hawkeyes. I mean, running it down quickly, Purdue, Indiana, Maryland, Northwestern, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, Nebraska. They avoid, on the east side, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State. So a chance to really make some noise. Do they have the team, Pat, to make that noise?
Yeah, I think they do, barring injuries. They don't have, obviously, what separates Iowa, even in really good years, is they don't have that depth. Like, if they suffer one or two key injuries on the offensive line, they're going to really suffer. That's what happened back in 2012. But I think overall, their top units on both sides can be pretty competitive. I can see this team, if this team with the experience they have coming back in the schedule doesn't win at least 8 games, I think fans are going to be really frustrated.
Can they, and is there a vibe, and is it a goal? Are they talking Big Ten championship game?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. I mean, they definitely are. They, with the experience, the momentum from last season, proven quarterback, many people say maybe the best offensive line in the Big Ten. I'm not sure if I'm ready to go there yet. A very good defensive front four. The linebackers are obviously a concern at this point, but I think there's enough pieces, and with the schedule, Nebraska here, Wisconsin here, to me, the games to me that stand out as the most obvious losses, if I was just to pick two losses right now, I'd say at Maryland and at Pittsburgh. Those to me are going to be just tough games. But I have them going 9-3 right now. I could be talked into 8-4. I could maybe be talked into 10-2, but I think that's a little bit ambitious.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question. You know, a lot of people around here interested in Drew Ott. I know he's. I think he started last year and played a lot as a freshman. Has he progressed like people had hoped?
I definitely think so. I think when they got him, Nebraska did not offer him. I think that kind of went down to the end there, and I think some fans were worried Nebraska would offer. They never did. Drew's going to leave here as a 2.5, almost a 3-year starter, barring injuries, and he has one of the more interesting beards and mullets that I've ever seen. He's got a very definite, unique personality and what have you, but he's up to about 275, 280 now, and he's one of those guys. He's a stabilizer. He's not one of their stars. Carl Davis is the one getting all the preseason hype and made all Big Ten last year. Drew is a proven commodity, though, and I think they finally feel that they've got some good strength at defensive end position, because that's been, since Claiborne left, that's been a kind of a question mark.
We're talking here with Pat Hardy of the Iowa City Press Citizen on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Bob Crocker with you on this Thursday program. You quickly went through a lot of the positions here for the Hawkeyes. What about this offense? They were a bruising offense. At least they were when they took on the Huskers last year. Is that going to be their M.O. again this year?
I think it's always going to be their M.O. with Kirk Ferentz as the head coach and the way they recruit. They don't recruit a lot of fast skill players who do wonders in space. They're more grinded out, pound, 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 and mix in a little bit of play action and some speed here and there. But Mark Weissman's back, Damon Bullock's back. You're going to see a lot of the same people doing the same stuff. I still think it'll be 60-40 run pass, and Rudock is a very serviceable quarterback. Now he just needs to take it to the next level. He threw 13 interceptions last year, got hurt at some point to where he lost his mobility. When healthy, he's a pretty mobile quarterback, and that gave them a dimension that they hadn't had for a while. But they've got some pieces on offense, but it's going to be definitely power running.
Defensively, Pat, it looks like there's some question marks, especially at the linebacker position.
Oh, without question. When you replace, maybe some people are saying the best triumvirate they've ever had, three linebackers starting at the same time, and James Morris, Anthony Hitchens, and Christian Kirksey, you expect to see some type of decline a little bit. They just need to make sure, these new guys need to make sure it's not a real drastic, noticeable decline. They need to somehow try to pick up where those guys left off, but two of those guys were all Big Ten, so it's going to be tough. I mean, you've got a walk-on, you got a fourth-year senior who's waited his chance, and then you got a 17-year-old sophomore who was 16 when he got here, and Reggie Spearman. Those are the three leading candidates to start at linebacker. It's just going to test the program. Do they reload or do they rebuild?
And Pat, we always look at the special teams a little bit too. You've got an opportunity to maybe get some good returns. What about your special teams?
Well, that's kind of the unknown thing right now. They have a lot of new freshmen, redshirt freshmen, skill player receivers and what have you that I think you may see emerge in those positions. I think ideally they'd like to keep their running backs away from having to do that stuff. So a lot of that's unknown. Cavante Martin Manley, of course, will be back to return punts. He pretty much solidified that position last year. I think it was last year when he returned the two punts against Central Michigan. After a while, these years start to blend together. But he's a proven commodity, not overly explosive, but pretty sure-handed as a punt returner. But kick returner to me is interesting. I think there's 6 or 7 candidates you may see. And right now, I don't know who I would begin to pick.
And last minute here with Pat Hardy, Iowa City Press Citizen, on our 14 teams in 14 days, getting ready for Big Ten Media Days. The Iowa Hawkeyes, they lost. Their losses last year came to all what proved to be great football teams, basically, at the end of the football season. Open with Northern Iowa, Ball State, Iowa State. A lot of momentum can come right out of the gate here.
Yeah, I mean, if they're any worse than 3-1, they should. That's not good. I think they got a great chance to be 4-0. Iowa State's always a problem. They have them here, though. And I think right now there is a gap a little bit between Iowa and Iowa State on the field. The game at Pittsburgh, to me, is that's why I've got them going 3-1 in the non-conference. I think Pittsburgh's a much improved team. They've got some stability now with a coach I believe is going to be in his third or fourth year. They've got some good pieces coming back. I know it sounds like they lost a defensive end to an injury this summer, but there's a lot of pieces there. I think that's a tough one. I've got them right now 6-2, 3-1, so 9-3. That's kind of where I see them. I did forget to mention with special teams, they're breaking in a new kicker. That's going to be that's with Iowa. They have a history of playing a lot of close games. Right now they don't have a starter at kicker. That they got a freshman coming in from Texas named Mick Ellis, but that's an unknown right now, and that's a concern.
Well, Nebraska, Iowa, that is the last game of the season. Iowa City hosting. I know all fans, Nebraska and Iowa, hope it's a little warmer and a little less windy than it was 2 years ago, but that really could be a big, big football game with the way the two teams are picked to go this year. So, Pat, hey, we look forward to seeing you in Chicago, hopefully, and appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
Take care. From the Iowa City Press Citizen, Pat Hardy, and the Iowa Hawkeyes, I didn't think they were going to be that good last year, Croc, and they stepped up and they found a way. And the scary thing is that it sounds like they got a pretty good recruiting class after just going 8-5. Their losses last year, Northern Illinois, we all know how good they are. We just talked about that with Jesse, the leaders of the MAC right now. They lost to them by 3. They lost to Michigan State, Ohio State, Wisconsin, and then the bowl game they lost a touchdown to LSU. So, I mean, those are all top 12 programs.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I don't pay much attention to – I pay attention to Nebraska, obviously. But, you know, I couldn't remember that Iowa beat them last year. But it seems to me that in the past, since Kirk Ferentz has been there, they play in spurts. When they get on a pretty good roll, they end up with some pretty good teams. And I don't know if that's because they're playing them when they're young, and by the time they're 3 or 4 year seniors, and they got a bunch of them, that they play better, and then they're back to square one. I'm not sure, but you know, that what you just said, I didn't realize, but yeah, that they could be on one of those up slides, or you know, working their way up as well.
I might even be more optimistic than Pat was. I mean, yeah, it'll be a tough game at Pittsburgh, but wow, the toughest games on their schedule are all at home. I mean, they're road games: Purdue, Maryland, Minnesota, Illinois. I mean, if they play like they did last year, those are all, yeah. Minnesota will be tough, because all of a sudden Minnesota has really kind of been a pain in the butt for these guys. So I'll say Minnesota is their toughest road conference game. Then they end with Wisconsin and Nebraska. I mean, dare I say that they totally flipped the switch, on my opinion, of the Hawkeyes, and this team might not have more than one loss. They got Northwestern, which is always tough, but it's at home. So November, Northwestern, Wisconsin, Nebraska, but they're all in Iowa City. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Going into the UNK Hall of Fame, Beth Swift Dye. We'll talk with her, give you an update on the British Open. And again, Michael Colgate is defeated at the Pub Links today. The UNK golfer drops the last hole, loses one up. We'll have all that. Doug Duda, Bob Crocker with you on today's Doug and Daddy Show.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better, with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner, because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service, and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based, with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? It's all here at your Complete Nutrition store. Sometimes it's a short-term fix you need. Ladies, get ready to rock that hideous bridesmaid dress. Yup, it's 2 weeks away and it's sleeveless. Good thing there's Trim 10, a quick 10-day solution to help you lose that last 5 to 10 pounds of water weight fast. Get Trim 10 only at your Complete Nutrition store. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Doug Duda, along with UNK defensive coordinator Bob Crocker, our special co-host today. We've talked a lot of football. It's kind of time to get away from that just a little bit. But football season is right around the corner, and MISCO Sports still takes care of the athletes, whether it's Little League football, youth football, or your junior high school football. They take care of the teams around the state of Nebraska. And MISCO's, with its headquarters located in Ord, is under new ownership. So stop in and say hi to Steve, Jeremy, and Megan and ask them about getting your Husker gear for the season. They also carry ASICS footwear for the whole family. See the great people that have been getting you better equipped for the games you play for decades. They've been working MISCO's for years and years and years, and they continue to bring you the same great service. MISCO's Sports. As we have the UNK Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies coming up this September, part of homecoming weekend. The class announced earlier this week, and among those going in is Beth Swift. Now, Beth Swift died. We just heard Ted Nugent coming back in. He's playing in Council Bluffs tonight. Beth, are you going to go see Hank Williams Jr. and Ted Nugent?
No, probably not.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. And, hey, congratulations on the great honor.
Thank you very much.
This is an honor that we knew would be coming. As folks know, as we've talked about this week, Beth was a two-time RMAC Player of the Year. She was the co-player of the year in 2001 and outright in 2002. And really the only one of the five athletes that excelled at a couple of sports with tennis as well. Beth, take me back to that, how it was being a student athlete and playing multiple sports at UNK.
You know, it really didn't happen until after I got done playing basketball my senior year, and one of my teachers had known that I played tennis in high school, so the tennis team was short a person, so they had me come out and hit one day, and then I just joined the team.
How cool was that or was it cool to still be, I mean, you're finishing up your education, but you still get to be a part of the athletic system here with the Lopers?
Yeah, it allowed me to stay involved, you know, after I graduate or after I was done with basketball, and then even my fifth year when I was student teaching and finishing up school, then I was still, you know, involved in an athletic program.
And Beth, since you touched on that, I know what you're doing now, but let the folks know what you've been doing since leaving UNK and what you're up to these days.
I've been in Omaha since graduated in Kearney, being a PE teacher at Omaha Marion High School, and spent, 7 years coaching tennis, and another 9 years coaching basketball, and now I'm taking a break from coaching and raising my two kids.
Well, we've got Coach Bob Crocker with the football team's my co-host today, and I always find it interesting to know the difference between playing the sport and coaching the sport. Well, what do you think is the main difference?
You know, the big thing is just being on the sidelines. You see things from a different perspective, and, you know, it's a lot easier to communicate when you're out there playing, and it's a lot harder when you're coaching, and that's when you really got to use your practice time wisely and, you know, communicate through that point guard that you have on the team.
We're talking with Beth Swift Dye here on the Doug and Daddy Show. She's one of five folks that are going into the Hall of Fame for UNK. Kenya Crandall, Cindy Cohn, Frank Cuchera, Mike Smith, all going in to the Hall of Fame. We talked with Justin Coleman yesterday on the show. He's going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. And he talked about the great times that he had at UNK and the players he got to play with. When you found out you were going into the Hall of Fame, what were some of the thoughts that kind of rushed back through your head about your playing days?
You know, it just goes back to all my teammates, because it never could have been accomplished without all my teammates and all the hard work that we put in together, and especially all the hard work that the coaches put in. We put in numerous hours, preseason, postseason, in the summer, and, you know, all that hard work just pays off someday.
Well, I know Coach Kevin Chaney would like to know if you have any eligibility left, but we know the answer to that. you were kind of – the program for the women has not stayed to the level of where you're at, and I know Coach or where you were at when you played, and I know Coach Chaney trying to get it there. On the other side, the tennis team has really kind of exploded. How much do you pay attention to what's still going on here?
You know, I get on the Lopers webpage quite often and try to keep up, but just don't make it back to Kearney as often as we'd like to.
Beth, what made the team successful, your basketball team successful during your 4 years?
I just think all the hard work that all of us put in each summer and preseason, postseason, and just all the long hours during the season that we had. You know, we all got along great, like we were family, and it makes it a lot easier when you're successful too.
Do you get to stay in contact with any of your ex-teammates at all?
Yeah, I keep in contact with them on Facebook, and, you know, a few of them I see every once in a while when we have weddings and stuff where we all get back together, and that's basically about it.
Any favorite moments or stories that you like to reshare with the folks that watched your teams from a decade ago?
I think one of the funniest moments I had is when I was in high school. I think it was when one of the assistants came to recruit me, and we were playing a high school rival. And one of our biggest high school rivals was Annie Burdorf, who's Annie Feeney now. And when we were playing in one game, she actually knocked my front tooth out when I was going up for a layup. Or when she was going up for a layup and I was trying to block her, and she put her elbow right in my front tooth. And we ended up becoming great teammates at Kearney and best friends, and she was the maid of honor in my wedding. And we go from high school rivals to, you know, college friends.
Well, it's amazing how many times that works out. You can see it just sometimes in all-star games before kids even get off to the college level that they're playing at. But Lamar's Iowa to UNK, was it everything you thought? I mean, you set a lot of records. Your teams are really good. How do you look back on your college experience at Kearney?
You know, it seems like so long ago, but yet when you know, take back, look at pictures and stuff, it just seems like yesterday I was there, and we had a lot of fun. And I mean, Kearney's a great, great town, great environment. And, you know, the hometown really supports the Lopers, and that's awesome too.
Well, Beth Swift Dye, one of the five athletes going into the UNK Hall of Fame. The campus looks a little bit different, so I'm sure when you come back for the festivities, Beth, you'll be very impressed at what they've done to not only the football stadium, but some of the buildings and educational things that are going on at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. So just wanted to catch up, say congratulations, and we can't wait to see you back here this September.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for the time. Beth Swift Dye, she still is the leading three-point shooter in UNK history, 11th on the all-time list right now, and when she graduated had eight different UNK records. And I mean, her 24-6, 27-3, 23-7 the last three times. She was all region three times, and a very well deserved honor. That's when the teams are really, really good.
Yeah, I wasn't here in Kearney at that time, but I remember always paying attention to all the different sports, and I knew that the women's basketball was loaded at that time. But I'm looking at the hub here, 247 three-pointers. That's pretty good.
And she didn't have to shoot 5,000 of them to make 247, Croc.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, yeah, she must have been a real good one.
And the one thing is, that was the time when the men were as good as they've been. I mean, they made that run to the Elite Eight from that 2000 to 2003 when all, you know, Svela and Dunnigan and all, you know, on and on and on, when they had that crew. And, I mean, the folks came to watch the women, and they came to watch the men. I mean, you can say what you want about that, but they came early to watch the women. It wasn't like, well, we're not going to show up till 8 o'clock just to watch the men's game, because right. Both teams were awesome.
Yeah, I know they were both rated, both had a lot of long success, yes.
We're talking with Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator, is my co-host here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got to take one more break, and then we have to find out what's going on with the Lopers this year. We'll talk to Croc about that. First, our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you who you're taking to win the British Open yesterday, and more people took the top 10. We had Rory and Phil and Tiger on there. And then we had the field, or pick someone else in the top 10. Half of the votes went that way, then 33% the field, and somebody got on this morning and voted for Rory because he's got the lead at 6 under par. Right now we ask you, which National League division leader is most likely to remain atop their division come the end of the year? You've got the Washington Nationals, Milwaukee Brewers, and Los Angeles Dodgers all leading their divisions in a very close race. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'll say the Dodgers because I believe that was the team that I picked in the preseason. So I'll say the Dodgers, and we'll see if the Brewers can hang in there, because that would be a cool small market story. ESPNSuperstation.com. Check it out. We'll be back with more after this.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagra.com.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make.
Make it lunch today at Funner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Choose from a taste-tempting menu of burgers, sandwiches, wraps, and baskets. Full bar service, too. And you can play Keno and wager on nationwide thoroughbred racing. Now including fabulous Del Mar Park. Non-stop action begins at lunchtime, continuing tonight racing at the Finish Line, number one for food and fun.
Oh, I'm worried, Tom. If I win the Mega Fan Ticket Fest promotion from the Nebraska Lottery, I could be watching Nebraska football from a skybox all season long.
Why would you be worried about that?
Oh, my cheers are vital to Nebraska's success. The players might not hear me from the skybox. We could be doomed.
You're right, Rick. The team is depending on you. If you win skybox season tickets or any of the other 80 tickets the Nebraska Lottery is giving away, you should probably give them to me.
Oh, thanks, buddy. You're a lifesaver.
Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Hello. I'm the world's biggest Nebraska football fan. So the Nebraska Lottery asked me to talk about their Mega Fan Ticket Fest promotion, and I promised I would keep completely calm. Buy $5 of Mega Millions for the chance to win Skybox or regular season tickets, single game tickets, or a Mega Football weekend experience. The Nebraska Lottery is giving away over 80 Nebraska football tickets. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. This commercial is now officially over. So I can go berserk! Season tickets, baby! Ha ha!
Royal Liverpool Golf Club. Said to be beautiful, uplifting, awe-inspiring, and on occasion, soul-destroying. The last open at Royal Liverpool was in 2006. Tiger Woods won his third Open Championship. Will his six-year major drought end? Or will the defending champion hold the claret jug for another year?
The British Open, Saturday and Sunday morning, here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm just telling you right now, had I not signed up for a previous commitment long ago, before I knew Hank was going to be in Council Bluffs tonight, I'd have been there. Ted Nugent, it's okay. Ted be okay. But Hank... He probably talks his songs more now, but Hank would be fun to go watch tonight. So wherever you're at, if you're enjoying some music, have fun tonight, and And hopefully you'll enjoy it and be safe. Midway Auto Dealership's getting ready for the Buffalo County Fair. We've been talking about the Adams County Fair this weekend. The Buffalo County Fair gets going next weekend. Midway, proud to be a sponsor as they take care of so many local events. Buffalo County Fair is July 23rd through the 28th. And if you stop by, you'll see some of the great Midway deals out at the fair, some of the great Midway vehicles. But if you just can't wait, it's the Chevy Summer Drive event going on right now at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. 0% for 60 months with approved credit, 2014 Cruze, Malibu, and Impala models, or 0% APR for 72 months on all 2014 Silverado light and heavy-duty pickups. This runs through the month of July, and also through the month of July, don't forget to get signed up for the Midway Extreme Giveaway, giving away a Kawasaki Vulcan 900 and a tandem skydive. That means somebody professionally goes down with you through Skydive Atlas. The package includes the HD video and still images of your skydive. Giving it all away as a package deal, go to thinkmidway.com or their Facebook page at Think Midway. And if any individual purchases a vehicle from Midway until that drawing at the end of the month, they'll receive an additional 20 entries. If you have some service work done, an additional 5 entries. The contest runs through August 1st. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Doug Duda, Bob Crocker. Crock, have you ever jumped out of a plane? Have you ever done the skydive thing?
No, and I never will. Absolutely want no part of it.
But you would look cool on a Vulcan 900 motorcycle, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
So we could work something out. Yeah. You know what? I hate heights. Hate it, hate it, hate it. But somewhere in the back of my mind, I think I would jump out of a plane. And I know there's a lot of people that would hope I didn't have anything on as a parachute. But I don't know why, because I would just be scared the bejesus out of me. But one of those things I guess you would do.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, I would never do it voluntarily. But, like, I don't mind flying, but I don't like – I'm not a big fan of heights either, especially – tall bridges.
There's one.
When I'm driving.
Icy?
Anyway.
Yeah, anything like that. Update, again, if you missed our update at the top of the hour, UNK sophomore Michael Colgate won his match yesterday, one up, loses one up to Louisville's top golfer today in Robert Giebel. So he will be knocked out in the round of 32 at the U.S. Amateur Pub Links. Rory McIlroy still has the lead at the British Open, 6 under. The only person that's even on the front two pages of the leaderboard this afternoon, and there's a little win, but it doesn't look like the conditions are that much worse, is Adam Scott. He had an eagle. He was 3 under through 5, and he's still 3 under. Phil Mickelson, 1 over par. Tiger Woods, 3 under. Justin Rose, even par. He is still playing his round right now. Amir Abdullah, named one of the preseason candidates for the Doak Walker Award, which goes to the nation's top college running back. He's got a real legit shot at winning that award. He rushed for 1,690 yards last year. That's more than any other returning I-back in the country. And his 2,977 career rushing yards ranks 3rd among all active returning players in career rushing yards. Also, kickoff times, somewhat surprised. The first game has been at night for a long, long time, but Florida Atlantic is going to be a 2:30 kickoff Saturday afternoon, August 30th, and that game will be on the Big Ten Network, and McNeese State comes in at 11 a.m. the following week. That's Hall of Fame weekend, and that'll be on ESPNU. Fan Day for the Huskers is August 1st, and that goes from 2 until 3:30. At Memorial Stadium. American Legion Baseball, Holdridge and McCook were rained out last night, so they will make it up today, and then the winner is off to state this weekend. They'll play Aurora. Minden draws Blair. The times are out for the Class C juniors. This is at Creighton, Battle Creek and Malcolm at 11, Alma and Louisville at 2, North Bend, Morse Bluff takes on Crofton at 5, Palmer, Walbach, Greeley plays Creighton at 8 o'clock. Well, Crock, how are the Lopers going to be this fall?
Well, a lot of people ask me it all the time, and you know, I can't read into the future, but I know we're going to be a lot more talented. Whether or not how good a job we do to get them to gel in those, 3 weeks leading up to the Northwest Missouri game is going to be a key for us. We are continuing to get some of the transfer guys in that had to do some stuff school-wise over the summer, and they're continuing to get here. But again, football is such a team game, as you know, and getting them to be on the same page, both offensively, defensively, kicking game. But we do feel good about the talent, and it's just a matter of getting them to play together and learning how we do things here.
Was it a shock to the soul the first year in the MIAA, and then now you have realized what it takes to win in the MIAA? Is that the sense I'm getting, or no, did you know all along?
No, I knew all along, and I mean, and I know Daryl did too, just because we played UNO, and yeah. we knew how good they were. But the last 2 years that we played UNO, we beat UNO, but we at that time could play in that league, and we had a bunch of fourth and fifth year seniors and a lot of depth, and 3 or 4 years starting quarterback and Jake, and a really good offensive line, pretty solid defensively. Rust and Ring was as good as they as you play in that league now. So, you know, if we had gotten that league a year before, we'd have been fine. But then when you lose all that, you know, and we'd have still probably won some games in the RMAC, but there was going to be a drop off between that particular year when we beat Saginaw and, in the playoffs to the next year. But so we were catching up. I think we need to keep catching up a little faster, but it's difficult because everybody wants the same guys, and you only have so much money, and there's all kinds of things that go into recruiting, not just money, but there's, you know, it's sometimes it's a little harder to get guys into UNK that are transfers because other schools take certain grades that we don't take, and mm-hmm. and that's not a problem. We just know that's what we have to deal with, and then go from there.
Well, you got smarter football players.
We do, and that's you hear it from the top down from the NFL. You know, comes to mind the Patriots. He wants college graduates, and smart guys they're more fun to coach. Now, granted, they got to be able to run and have some size, but the smart ones you can win football games with.
Since going into the MIAA, the schedule makers have not done any favors, and now with two of the weakest teams dropping out, so it's a round robin situation where you play everybody. But you know, there is a situation where you could maybe play a couple of the bottom dwellers early, and that has not been the case on the schedule, and it's not the case this year. So is it something in camp that can fire everybody up, and you know what you got in the first week, or how do you approach playing the defending national champion on opening night?
I think you just challenge your guys, and I don't think you really even have to do that. They feel challenged, just knowing that it's Northwest Missouri and they're well known, and that they are defending national champions and have been a top five program for, you know, 20, 25 years, what have you. But I think our guys will take that as a big time challenge, and I think they've had a good summer. We've had quite a few kids here, but they continue to get into Kearney and get settled in. But those 3 weeks are going to be crucial for us.
Well, we'll get you out of here so you can enjoy, because, I mean, vacation should not definitely be all the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. But
no.
I appreciate you coming in for the time of the day. It's always great to see you, and we need to get you on more often. But now I know you're going to be really, really busy.
No, I know. But I do appreciate it, and it's been fun. But, yeah, once we get rolling here in about a week and a half, meetings, and then players come the 13th of August, and then, you know, you got 21 days of practice, and then you open up I think September 4th against Northwest down there.
Let me ask you one more question, then we'll wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show, because I don't think, even in this day and age, if you didn't play football, if you weren't in the meeting room, if you've never been a coach, if you're just a general fan, it doesn't matter what program it is, what's the most important thing the coaching staff has to get done from the day you go back into the office to the day the players report? What are you guys working on, and what's that time like?
It's more about scheduling, just the actual day of wake, you know, when you're going to wake up, when you're going to have meetings, when are you going to eat, and where are you going to eat, is the dining hall, all those things. If you don't,
all that administrative type stuff,
all the administrative stuff, if you don't stay on top of it, it can screw up the whole day. And football is now sometimes I think it's too regimented, but we spend a great deal of time on that. And of course, then you have installation, but you've been doing that throughout towards the end of the spring and early summer. But I'd say just making sure that the kids know where to be, that there's not any distractions, and that when you are out there in the practice field, you're getting what you need to get done.
Well, it's been a great show here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, we've got some more fine guests. We'll be taking a look at Penn State. Jimmy Langen will be in as my co-host. We'll talk a little odds. We'll keep going on what's going on at the British Open. Phil Mickelson, a couple of bogeys here. He's now at one over par. Three bogeys, two birdies on his round. Rory McIlroy still the lead. Michael Colgate knocked out in the round of 32 down at the U.S. Amateur Pub Links. And we want to thank all the folks that joined us today. A couple of former UNK assistants, Jesse Williams, who's now defensive line coach at Ohio University. Andy Avalos, now the linebacker coach at Boise State. Also to Pat Hardy from the Iowa City Press Citizen to take a look at the Hawkeyes. And to Beth Swift Dye, one of the five going into the UNK Hall of Fame this fall. And also thanks to Bob Crocker for joining us as our co-host today. Doug Duda saying enjoy the rest of your Thursday. It's cruise night. I know. Get out. Midway's going to have the show and shine. They're going to be a big part of the weekend as well. Be safe out there. Enjoy the cars. Stay off my lawn!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.